Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
You know, on the radio, television, or even on your telephone, we are getting solicited all the time by people who want our business, whether it's a window salesman looking to give us 50% off of the windows if we call today, or whether it's people looking for us to try some facial cream to make ourselves look younger, or whether it's an opportunity to invest in something or maybe use a contractor, whatever it might be. And what concerns me is I've read quite a few stories over the last couple of years in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Post, as well as the Beacon newspaper and other online sources about especially an older clientele, older Americans who are being taken advantage of, who are being scammed out of literally millions and millions of dollars. So just to help you, I want to give you some thoughts on things to look out for and avoid. And these are scammers. They're exaggerating, offering you fake prizes, products, or services as a means of bait. So they're giving you something for free in order to bait you. And they might call you, they might use mail, they might text you, they might advertise to you to get you to call them for more details. Here are some examples. In fact, I will tell you that we were looking at purchasing a ticket for one of my family members to go to Spain. And there was a website that we were on, and it was a half-price website. And as we moved through the process of trying to buy this incredibly good-value ticket through a major airline, Air France, but through a website to get that Air France ticket, we got to the point of payment, and they asked for us to wire the funds as opposed to use the American Express card. And we said, no, we'll use the American Express card. We won't wire. Well, I'm sorry, but we cannot offer you this special rate unless you wire us the money. Was the given scam. Now, that was somebody asking for us to give a no traceable means of accessing information to our bank account and so on. And clearly we just avoided it, but we have to be careful. People who ask you to wire funds do not need it. People, if you get emails from people that you know saying that they're in trouble in Europe, that they've had their wallet stolen and they need your help right then and there, do not listen. Run. Compassion is one thing, understanding what it means to care and come along somebody who's in a time of need, but having the discernment to know what is good and what is not. This is a warning section, okay? There are some very cunning scam artists that even if you ask for more information, they really seem happy to comply. So you might say, well, tell me, where can I get more information? They'll give it to you. They might direct you to a website or otherwise send you information featuring satisfied customers. And these customers who are known as shills, that's the name, S-H-I-L-L-S, they're likely as fake as their praise for the company. Here are some flags, red flags to help you spot telemarketing scams. If you hear a line that sounds like this, say, no, thank you. All right, and you've been selected especially for this offer. You ever got one of those? You ever gotten one of those free trip, free cruise, four-day cruise offers? Guess what? You were chosen to receive a free opportunity. Well, how did they get your information? Why were you chosen for that? And they'll say, well, you were randomly selected. Folks, just say no, say goodbye. It's not worth your time. Even if you're lonely and want to have someone to talk to, that's not the person you want to chat with, right? Or they might say, you'll get a free bonus if you buy our product. Or you've won one of five valuable prizes, and then they'll go through the list and you get to pick which one. But then they need something from you in order to get it. Or you've won big money in our foreign lottery. I get these emails pretty much every day that come from, from my dear sir, I am the wealthy matron of an estate in Ghana or in Nigeria, and I have been benevolently received, and usually there are grammatical errors, there are problems in the syntax because it's not written by a local American. They're writing in a way that's meant to try to get your attention that they want to give you. You've won, or they want to give you, or you're a relative that you don't realize that you've got a relative. I've even seen it where they're taking people's names and creating stories around your name. Be careful, because the name, JJ, you had that happen? Yep. Okay. JJ Surma, who's behind the board here, had that happen. JJ, tell us about what happened.
It actually wasn't my name. It was my wife's name. And they called my grandfather, who is 92 years old and really can't hear very well.
Uh-huh.
So any phone conversation he has is a challenge for him. And he got a call from a gentleman who said he was in Mexico, and that my wife was, she was taking an Uber. He didn't even know what that was. And that someone in the car had drugs. And the Uber was pulled over for speeding. They found the drugs. And she's in jail because the Uber driver said the drugs were hers. And they needed money to get her out of jail. And my grandfather lost his mind. He did not, I mean, he 100% believed it. He was so afraid. And the guy painted all these pictures of the jail and where she is. And he was from, I think he said that he was from the consulate and that he really wanted to get her out, but they need this money and it's best just to pay the money. We've seen this so many times, sir, and we really want her to be safe. And my grandfather had all these pictures in his mind of her being in some terrible prison. And he didn't have the money with him. And actually his credit card had been defrauded and he had canceled his credit card, coincidentally, and so couldn't pay, couldn't give him the credit card number, and said that he would go down to the bank and wire the money.
Right.
And the guy said, well, that's great. And he goes, but how do I know this isn't a scam? And he goes, well, you know, if you want, I can call you back and let you talk to her. We can work that out for you. And he the guy literally called back and had a woman on the phone acting like my wife. And I don't know how many details they actually knew and how many things he assumed, because again, he's very hard of hearing. But this man was ready to wire them thousands and thousands of dollars, because even if it was a scam, he would rather lose the money than have my wife go through all these things that he was imagining in a prison somewhere. I mean, this is a 92-year-old gentleman, a widower, a World War II veteran, sitting at home. I mean, you know, when you're at that age, everything is kind of, you're kind of nervous about everything. I mean, you know, all your paranoia can be very high when you're, you know, living alone like that. And so they prey on people like that and try to steal their money. And they almost got his. He still talks about it to this day.
My goodness, JJ, thank you for sharing that horrible story and true horrible story of how your father-in-law was almost bilked out of thousands of dollars. And the heart, you know, they appeal to the heart. They're looking for a means of taking advantage. You know, the fear of loss is a greater motivator than the desire for gain. When you have the desire to get something like a free trip, yeah, okay, fine. But if you think someone's at risk that you love and you care for, it causes you to do things that you would normally not do. Agreed?
For sure. I mean, he almost, I mean, and here's a gentleman who is very, very careful with his money. But again, he cares so much about my wife that he would do anything. And he literally will say that, you know, I'd give anything to make sure she was okay.
Wow. Thanks again. So these are some questions for you to handle the unexpected sales calls that come in. Who's calling and why? See, the law says that telemarketers must tell you that it is a sales call, the name of the seller and what they're selling before they make their pitch. If you don't hear that information, just say no thanks and get off the phone. What's the hurry? Ask them. Fast talkers who use high-pressure tactics that could be hiding something, take your time. Most legitimate businesses will give you the time and written information about an offer before asking you to commit to a purchase. And if it's free, why are they asking you to pay anything? Question fees you do need to pay to redeem a prize or a gift. See, free is free. That's why when I offer out my guides on the show, free, the right sizing guide, the market ready guide, or any of the stuff I offer for free, you don't pay me shipping or handling, nothing. I give it to you. It is literally for free. So, but if you have to pay, it's a purchase, not a prize. It's not a gift. Why am I confirming my account information or even giving it out? Don't do that. Do not give out your personal information. What time is it? You can ask them what time it is there, because the law allows telemarketers to call only between 8 in the morning and 9 at night. And do I want more calls like this one? If you don't, get in touch with the National Do Not Call Registry. And if they call back, then they are breaking the law. There is also a means, if you get these robocalls that come in, hang up the phone. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator if you get a robocall. Consider asking your phone company whether they charge for blocking phone numbers. If you want to report something you're experiencing to the FTC, you can go online or by calling them at this phone number, 1-888-382-1222. That's 1-888-382-1222. If you get phone service through internet or cable, you might want to look into services that screen and block robocalls. FTC.gov/scams or /robocalls or /charity fraud. You ever gotten into those charity fraud solicitations or travel scams or biz ops? Those are five major ways. Last thing before I run into a break here, we are now experiencing real estate where shills are calling the sellers of our properties and asking for their payoff information prior to closing when they see a house goes under contract. Do not give your information over the telephone. Be sure that you contact your agent to be sure that you're talking to the right people. I'm Eric Stewart with Long & Foster. Right after this, we'll discuss Baltimore and how we can address the opportunity that Baltimore presents to come out of its doldrums, its century-long doldrums, right after this.